Busy and Kate's favourite bits so far podcast. I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? Gather around on the radio now. The Husey and Kate catch up.
We made it. It is the end of the week, people. Congratulations. Friday is upon us, and that means it's only the weekend to go, and Husey and Kate will be back in this studio live, ready to drive you home. While they are away, we are checking out some of their favourite bits of the year so far, all thanks to our mates at Budweiser and their awesome light-up cup, which is available right now. Get yourself one. These things are awesome. They light up. You'll see them in stadiums at the FIFA World Cup. You can grab one yourself. Take it to a stadium. Take it to the footy. Every time people cheer and go nuts, the thing lights up. Limited time only, though, so make sure you go to a Bottle-O near you. All good Bottle-Os have them. Grab yourself some Budweiser, too. Put it in the cup. Have a great time. On the way for you, Samantha Jade is going to be doing a Finally for us, but up next, Husey's kids vomiting on a sushi train. Enough said. It's up next. Husey and Kate driving you home.
Husey and Kate.
I promised you a shocking story about a sushi train, didn't I?
Yes, you did. That was the last thing you did. Oh, there it is.
That's an actual train. It's probably a steam train.
What's your favourite sort of sushi?
I like raw salmon and avocado.
I like the egg.
I don't know.
I like the egg and that eel, that sweet, sticky eel.
You know, I
like them together.
The other day I walked past the Chinese area of
city, I'm assuming.
Of Perth, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
It's in Perth. And, and there was a shop and it said fresh sushi. And I thought, wouldn't you assume that it was fresh?
That's
you would,
true.
Wouldn't you?
You know, I told you once,
fresh.
My girlfriend and I went past.
And I thought, is that really fresh? Mm. Maybe it's not.
Because if they need to say it. Girlfriend and I went past a fish and chip shop and they'd put fresh fish out the front.
Yeah.
But they'd put inverted commas around fresh. I've never forgotten. Anyway, your sushi train, where is it?
No, it was not my sushi train. It was a man I spoke to today, a man who's a big, right up there in one of the book publishing companies in this great fine country.
I love
country.
The book publishers.
Scholastic, yeah. Yes, our book.
Oh, school books.
My wife's book, excuse me, the kids' book, is published by those guys. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so no, it's doing really well. But that's he told me about a sushi train that he was at recently with a friend of his and the friend's son.
Can we just explain?
4-year-old.
The sushi train is where it goes around.
It goes around.
And on the little track are lots of little plates and they've all got different things on them. And you sit on stools around the outside and you just help yourself to whatever you want
from
the train.
You just pick them off the train.
And then it goes past.
Something you missed once, you can
get
on.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you can just keep picking stuff off as it keeps going past you forever. And you can spend a lot of money, actually.
How do they know what you... Oh, because the plates are all colour-coded.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm. So anyway... So
and they count your plates.
He's at the sushi train with a friend of his and the friend of his 4-year-old son. And the 4-year-old son wasn't feeling well. And vomited on the sushi train.
Oh.
So they kept chugging around.
Oh, no.
cleaned it.
What?
No one cleaned the vomit.
Oh, so it kept coming around.
Yeah, for everyone in the whole joint was just, this vomit just was part of like one of the selections. And apparently
anyone select it?
No one selected the vomit, but one of the workers there eventually came up with a napkin for them so they could clean it themselves. And they're like, "Well, it's more than one napkin job to clean our son's vomit off your
vomit.
Sushi
yes,
train."
Yes, yes.
And at the end of their time, they said, "Never come back." They said, "You're not allowed back in
the restaurant."
Yeah, the restaurant
turned
said,
on them.
Yeah, turned on them.
A victim blaming.
Yeah, never come back to this restaurant. We don't want you.
Do you know
like
what?
they'd meant for the 4-year-old to vomit on the sushi train. You wouldn't mean
you know
that,
what
would
I'll
you?
Say? What? That 4-year-old, because of the nature of children, that 4-year-old could go back in 2 years. They wouldn't even recognise him.
Good point, really good point.
He'll go back in 20
nah,
years.
Probably.
Go back in 20
probably
years.
All
I'd
the same.
Sworn on him. 20 years' time.
Now, it reminded me of my son who vomited at a Gold Coast McDonald's. I told you that story.
No.
We got off a plane, walked in the McDonald's on the way to the theme parks.
Yeah.
First thing he did, we walked in the door, he said, "I don't feel well, Dad," and then just vomited all over the floor of the McDonald's.
So that's the best place to vomit, though. But I took, they're good with that.
There was people around eating their food around us. Like, you know, they were on their, at their restaurant. It's McDonald's. And they were enjoying their food. And this massive vomit my son had just placed on the floor. We went to the toilet just to clean him up. And I was hoping, we stayed there for about 10 or 15 minutes. I was hoping, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, hoping they'd be cleaned up when we got out. Well, got out and they hadn't even started cleaning it. Hadn't even started.
Maybe they didn't know where to begin.
They just put a bloody a cone up there. And I was like, what's sitting?
Oh, they put a cone?
Yeah, you're one of those don't go
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know. Slippery floor.
Shocking. Where have you? So it begs the question, where have you vomited? I think that's the question I want to ask.
Husey and Kate.
Hurry, Dr. Husey, it's an emergency.
This patient is suffering from an acute case of tax trauma.
I think we're losing them.
Not on my watch.
Well,
Pippa,
doctor.
Pippa put a photo on Instagram of her with a friend and his dog at the beach. She'd got a few likes from her followers and she thought nothing more of it. A day later, she got a message in her DMs about that photo and in particular, who had liked it. So why do you have my boyfriend on Instagram? Do you girls not understand when guys have girlfriends?
It's Instagram.
I don't care if it's Instagram. You're too young for starters. I'm literally a psycho, so I would watch my your back. And then smiley face with a wink. And plus, do you even know him or do you just let randoms add you?
I'm nearly 19, so too young for what? Either way, we're both from Bundaberg and I've hung out with him maybe once, like 4 years ago. I don't know why you felt the need to message me because I've done nothing wrong and neither has your partner.
Yeah, of course you hung out with him over there. Did you sleep with him too? I just can't believe you or him haven't spoken. There must be dogs everywhere.
Are you serious? Listen, believe what you want. I have better things to do with my time than argue with you about an Instagram like. Chill out.
You literally met him once and now have him all over your social media. You girls honestly need to learn to back off before it gets ugly. You're telling me that if this was you and you had a boyfriend and he was liking other girls' pictures while living in your house, you'd be chilled about it? LOL. Off.
Back off before it gets ugly. I've done nothing wrong in any way whatsoever. I can't help who your boyfriend follows and what pictures he likes on Instagram. Grow up. It's a like on a picture, not the end of the world.
Don't tell me to grow up. I don't give up. Don't you get that? He shouldn't have you on Instagram and you shouldn't have added him. Trust me, if I see you, I won't hesitate.
We've had each other on Instagram for like 4 years, so who cares? Anyway, I'm going to go now. Your threats mean nothing to me, so good luck acting on them. Bye!
Well handled.
Holy moly.
Pippa.
Pippa.
Wow. Hello.
Goodness, that
what
is...
What a shock.
I know. It was so out of the blue.
Did you, was there a little bit of, did you think, oh my God, she might just turn up to my house or?
Yes, because I messaged my friend the messages and I was like, oh my God, do you know this girl? And she's like, yeah, she's actually crazy. And I was like, oh my God.
What about the guy that you were with the dog? Do you like even have his number to text him? Did you fill him in on what was going on or you've had no contact with him?
Yeah, he just thought she was crazy and he was like, it's just me and my dog, like nothing.
But is she his girlfriend?
No, it wasn't even the guy that was in the picture. It was just my friend, not her boyfriend in the picture.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what was she upset about?
He had liked one of your photos, is that right? Her boyfriend had liked a photo of you.
Oh, that he liked a photo of you with another guy and a dog.
Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't even like a bad
Wow.
Full on. If people are... If people are getting that angry about what photos you like.
Well, not all people.
Goodness, that is hard yards.
Yup.
So you almost want to shut down your whole account just to get rid of the crazy almost, wouldn't you?
Can't you block her?
I saw her boyfriend later on and I told him about it and he was like, oh my God, I'm sorry about that. Like, she's pretty crazy.
But does he love that she's crazy?
Oh, I don't even know. Don't even know.
So you do know her boyfriend?
Yeah, I met him like 4 years ago and we spoke like once.
Right.
So you're not in close contact with the boyfriend, her boyfriend who liked one of your photos. You're not in close contact with him.
No.
No.
But didn't you see him and tell him that she
but you bumped into him.
Again.
Yeah, I bumped into it.
Yeah, right.
At a
okay.
local pub, yeah.
God,
right.
I hope okay, she's not hearing cool. this conversation.
Oh, I hope she's not.
You might need to use the $500 to get the train out of town.
Good on you, Pippa.
Thank you,
$500
Pippa.
All yours, Pippa. Well done. And, hey, if you've got any breakups via message, we want to see them. So screenshot them and then send them through to us on a Facebook page.
Is your husband on Instagram, Kate? Just by the way.
Yeah, I think so, but he doesn't do any.
Do you ever, would you, you don't know who what photos he's liked at all?
No, do you think I should?
No, I'm just wondering.
That's you just doing a little bit to make all the girls around here feel just a little bit more solid in their relationship?
No, I'm just wondering.
The way that you do?
No, I'm just asking. No, just Jack, you're on Instagram, aren't you?
Don't get me involved in this.
Yeah, see what he does? See what he
drag
does?
Me into it.
You know what
it.
You are? You're a real white anter.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Let's do a quick poll out there.
What?
Sasha?
There's Darcy.
Is he your white anter?
Always.
Oh, that is
always
untrue.
Worst case scenario.
Tom.
Bull dust. I'm just relatable. I'm relatable.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
Tom
thank
got
you.
To do with this?
I mean,
Tom's single.
Poll. Mr. To... Darcy?
I don't know what a white anter is.
Now,
well,
Mr.
someone
Darcy...
who eats away at the foundations of, is of your, what you think is your...
Is Ben your boyfriend on Instagram?
No.
Are you happy about that?
Yes.
Interesting.
Hughie and Kate.
Joined in the studio by Samantha Jade, who's got the latest album out called Best of My Love, a glittering homage to disco.
Songs that you can hum along to as well, Katie. You know my famous ability to hum songs?
Yes. Now, Sam might not know this. Samantha Jade, Hughie's quite remarkable in that he's got some sort of biological
savant
shortcoming.
Sort of thing.
He can't hum.
No, I can.
You can't hum.
No, I'm really good at
well,
it.
Well, he believes he can, but no, I defy right. you to even recognise one of your own songs.
Oh, my gosh.
If he's humming it.
Hum along, Hughie.
All right, and he hasn't even started on you yet.
Well, I think
oh,
we could
no.
have, that wasn't, I don't know. I'm not happy with the production of that opener.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're trying to make me sound bad, Samantha.
Yeah.
So here we go.
And that's so
okay.
difficult to do.
She will get this within seconds. Here we go.
Okay.
It's one of the
okay.
tracks off your great new album.
Okay.
Here we go. This won't take
yeah.
a second.
How many songs on Best of My Love?
I think
12?
There's 14.
14.
12 or 14.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, I really don't know this.
But he's so good at humming.
Oh. I know what you're trying to hum yeah. and I can't get it.
I know what you're hum. Like, I can match the hum. I really don't know. Like, I would be here for an hour.
Well, you've got to guess.
Well, there's
oh,
only
no.
14. Just have a guess, Samantha Jade.
Okay, it's not Best of My Love.
No. No
it's not I'm Coming Out.
No.
I Will Survive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which part are you humming?
What? No, no, what?
Oh. This bit.
Yeah, right.
Oh. I Will Survive.
Samantha Jade, amongst your many talents, I think
that's
that will go down as a classic quote. No, what part of the song were you humming?
The main
is
part.
A great
the
question.
I Will Survive
the
part.
The chorus. I'm so sorry.
Well, you have let me down this
No, you're
time.
Gorgeous. You're perfect. You and Vance Joy see eye to eye in...
He got it eventually and so did she. So yes,
yes. eventually.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Why don't you treat us, Hughie,
yep.
to some... A genuine musical celebration on this day that we call finally.
We're gonna. Is this? Are we gonna unveil it now? Yeah. Is this? We're gonna.
We haven't
it?
Heard it yet, Samantha Jade, but
I'm
we've heard it.
Excited, you guys.
Oh my God! This is the worldwide debut of Samantha Jade doing the Kate Langbrook classic.
I don't think I can. You can
well,
call it.
We're calling.
It was my arrangement.
You came up with the lyrics
okay.
for this particular bit, though, didn't you? Yes.
Let's
I think just, yes. All right.
It's not overstate.
Here
but.
We go. It's finally.
Finally, it has happened to me. I've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now it's Friday. Finally, you've come along. The way I feel about you, it just can't be wrong. Friday.
Oh, that is delicious.
Johnny! thing.
As the French president said to Malcolm Turnbull's wife.
Delicious.
Delicious. Samantha Jade is delicious.
Lovely.
And don't forget. Oh,
congrats on your album.
Yeah, get it.
Thanks,
Best of My
guys.
Love. It's out now. Sammy Jade, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Hughesy and Kate Catch-Up.
Hughesy and Kate. Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon, and it's Friday, so we do this.
Fuck you, Friday! Now, Katie, let's give you the service. What do you want to fork, Katie Langbrook?
I want to fork fake pockets.
Yes.
Do men have that?
Yes.
So I bought a jacket and it looks like it's got some cute pockets in it. I try to put my hand in there. They're fake pockets.
Tidy. You know, there's not pockets
and
at all.
Sometimes I've had pockets and I thought they were fake pockets, like a jacket that I didn't find out till I gave it to the op shop. It had had real pockets all along and all you had to do was unpick the stitching.
Yes.
So for years I'd had it. It irritated me because it didn't have pockets, but it did have pockets. They were just sewn up. Now I'm scared with this one to unstitch the pockets because I don't think they are pockets. I think they're fake pockets. And if I unstitch it, I'll just have a ripped jacket. Fork you and your fake pockets. If you're going to put pockets in something, I want to be able to put something in it. Specifically, my hands.
Yes.
Or a can of mate to spray you in the eyes if you're the inventor of fake pockets.
What about my running shorts? They've got a tiny pocket. It's the tiny pocket. What am I meant to put in that tiny pocket?
Oh, tiny chocolate.
I can't put my tiny chocolate in a tiny pocket.
Fork you.
Fork
pocket
you.
Designers.
Yes. Now, Luke, you've heard how it goes. What do you want to fork, buddy?
It is my working week. I work Friday to Monday. Fork you, Friday.
Oh, you. So when everyone else is in the happiest mood of the week,
like
you
us.
Are depressed.
I know. I can't even.
Do you at least get penalty? Do you get penalty rates?
On a Sunday, that's it.
Nah, no, Saturday penalty rates. Everybody else is having fun on Saturday and he's working flat out.
But I tell you what, we love you for making our weekends possible.
What do you do, Luke, on the weekends? What sort of work do you do?
I work at Woolworths.
The fresh food people.
We all need to get in there on the weekend.
Ah.
Who are you going to fork, Luke? Are you going to fork Woolworths? I don't think so.
He can fork whoever he likes.
No, he can fork whoever he likes.
Put the fear of God.
No, I'm just saying who he's going to fork.
Jeez, what are you?
Oh, you? I'm just curious.
He can
go, Luke.
Go for it. Loud
who
as you can,
gonna
Luke.
Who are you going to fork, Lukey?
Fork you, Friday.
Yes.
No. You.
No, you can't.
He's
squeaked. Oh, no, he can because
he can do whatever he likes.
Yeah, I get it. All right. But don't you try to put the fear into our callers. Let them fearlessly fork whatever's forking them off.
Hello, Jared.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, great.
Oh, this glorious Friday, what, pray tell, sir, could be weighing you down?
Well, after working a 12-hour day and almost being done, I'd like to say a big fork you to my truck that broke down on the side of the road for 3 hours.
You dirty, disgusting truck.
Yeah. Fork you, fork you.
Yeah, now you got to say it louder than that, man.
Fork you, truck.
Fork
you.
No, no, hang on. We're going to give you a few seconds and you've got to yell it as loud. Where are you?
Do you want me to demonstrate it for you, Jared?
Hang on, before you, where are you right now? Are you in public or where are you?
No, I'm pulled over the side of the road like a good boy.
Yeah, all right. So you can wind the window down and yell as loud as you can and try to crack the windscreen with your aggression. Here
towards
we go.
Towards your own truck.
On the count of three, and you say, fork you truck. Fork you my truck. The count of three. One, two, three. Go.
Fork you truck.
Fork you.
Hello, Annie.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, well,
what is the millstone around your neck?
I would like to say, fork you, condescending misogynists.
Really?
In general?
Hang on, I think Annie thinks she's called the ABC.
No.
Annie, what a novel concept. Condescending men who don't like women.
Well, mansplainers is what you're saying. You work with mansplainers, do you?
I do work with men, only 2 women out of 20 guys.
My God.
Some people would call that heaven,
Annie. Yeah, if you're single.
Well, not in this case.
So what do they do? What do they do?
What sort of work is it? Oh, you can say what?
That
general
could be too specific. Office work?
All right. So what? And
office work.
And they're condescending in the office.
And how are they condescending and misogynist?
There's a particular staff member who said to me, come and write these procedures. So I sat next to him. I said, okay, so what does this button do? And he holds up his hand and says, do not ask questions. Just write down what I say. Right?
Oh, Annie.
What did the button do? Did you ever find out?
Long story.
I hope it was an ejector button.
As loud as you can.
All right, right, Annie, you fork. You fork them, girl.
Mm. I will. Fork you, condescending misogynist.
Oh. Fuck you!
That's how we do it, people.
Yes.
Let's do another
and
round.
And you know what? You're going to taunt those same condescending misogynists with your very tight, shapely, Forky Friday girls' white T-shirt, Annie.
Well, she can wear it loose if she wants to.
Rub it in their faces.
Oh, you will. And that's a whole other way to deal with them,
isn't
it?
That's how we do it. We're going to do another round next. Get rid of what's irked you during the week with a good forking.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
It's Friday. We want to get things off our chest, and the best way to do it is a good forking.
Fork you!
Yes! Katie, I know that people might say I've got a vendetta against cyclists, all right? So, but it's happened.
Oh, yes!
Well, check this one out. Last night, I'm coming up to an intersection. The light turned from red to green, and I'm ready to go straight through the intersection. Hang on, there's something in front of me. It's in the black pitch darkness. There's a guy on a BMX. He's got no lights on his bikes. And why hasn't he taken off? Because he's on his phone in the middle of the road, on his phone with no light on his bike. And I'm meant to stop for him and not run him over. Unbelievable. Fuck you, cyclist.
Fuck you.
That's reasonable, isn't it?
I don't know. I always find it hard to take your side, but Fork You Friday is the forum for people who've had vengeances, grievances, who are oysters with a grain of sand inside irritating them, and we put a koji on it, we turn it into a pearl.
Yeah, all right, let's go with Sana then. Is it Sana or Sana or Sana?
It's Sana.
Oh, I had it right the first time. Shouldn't have doubted myself. All right.
What is Sana, what do you need to fork?
I need to fork the creepy people on the train that don't get out of the way and just do that thing where they move their hands and expect you to climb over them.
You mean if you're trying to get into the window seat or something like that?
Well, usually you're trying to get out because they've already blocked you off, so you're on the train first.
Do you reckon
and they just do that thing and they just move their hands and they just literally want you to pretty much...
They sort of put their hands up like they're surrendering, but you're still left with their everything from the waist down.
So they're looking for a bit of a bit of sauna time, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, that is filthy, it's wrong, and it shouldn't happen.
I feel like it's false imprisonment.
It's false imprisonment, absolutely.
Sauna, you give it to them.
Yes.
Fork you, creepy train people.
Are you on the train now, Sauna?
No, I'm not. I've just got home.
You've got to do a bit more volume.
Who's around?
A bit more volume.
Who's in the house right now? Are you on your own?
I'm still in the car. I just got home.
Oh, well, you're on your own.
Let it rip.
Loud as you can.
Fork you, creepy train people.
Fork you.
You know what will make all the difference to you, Sana, when you receive your Fork You Friday Husey and Katie Money Can't Buy T-shirt, and you wear that on the train.
Yeah, absolutely. She's
when
hung
you're
up.
Pressing against... Oh.
She's hung up.
Okay. All right.
Doreen, you're a young person.
Yes, I am.
Doreen, Doreen, Doreen,
hello.
Doreen. Tell us who you really want to fork.
I would like to fork the city parking for letting my mum take us out for a beautiful free day, and then when we stroll out of parking and it's $64 after 3 hours.
That's disgusting.
Oh, the daylight robbery of this city parking!
They have taken your car hostage and $64 to get it back. It is...
Yes, they are.
It's car napping is what I call it.
It's not
we
a free day.
What was that?
Oh, don't want to tell Dad.
No, well, Dad doesn't need to know anyway, but you're right. City car parks can, I don't know,
gouges.
Loud as you can.
Gouges.
Loud as you can, Doreen.
Fuck you, city parking!
That's the spirit. Get out the random prize sheet, Hughes. Get it out. Get it out.
She wins a $200 Jeanswear's voucher with over 200 denim options in store. Jeanswear's fits everyone fits best.
Just don't park in the city to spend it.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
About to have a go at someone who told me to calm down yesterday.
Someone had a go at you.
Yeah, they did have a go at me. I was at the footy. That's a man's right to go to the footy and express his emotions when things aren't going his team's way. That's you pay your money.
Yes, it's an outlet.
As long as you're not, you know, you don't say anything out of line, you don't cross any line, you know what I mean? You don't you don't get it,
you don't need to tell us.
You know what I mean? There's things you can't say.
You're not from the AFLW. You don't need to tell us.
No, well, it's just all right, so.
Yeah.
And I was yelling at the football yesterday.
Of course you were.
And I was doing that until my very own son told me to shut up.
Rafferty Hughes.
Yes, who's 9 years old, sitting there with his mate Iggy, eating their hot dogs and their pies.
See, he doesn't barrack for your team.
Exactly. And so he didn't understand my emotions. But he was very quick to judge his own father.
What were you doing that made him? Did he ask you to be quiet out of embarrassment?
Well, let's ask him. Raf, why did you ask me to be quiet?
Well, partly because my baby cousin was there and he was, like, about to cry because he heard a swear from you every 5 seconds.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, Sid was
doing that, swears.
Yeah, well, he sweared every 5 seconds. So like, make one thing straight.
Yeah, well.
He's too freaking angry at the footy.
Yeah, too angry. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, all right. I must.
We even see it in here, Raf. If people aren't used to, because you know, your dad, your alleged father, always has an enormous head of steam, like a kettle. He's always about to explode. But because we're sort of used to it, in our office, we're not surprised by it. But sometimes you can see people have come in from outside and they're quite frightened and alarmed.
Yeah, but you're not ever frightened of me, are you, Raf?
No. But I know a lot of other people are.
Yeah. Not his football team, apparently, Raf.
Well, yes. Yeah. I admit that, the little Sid and Walter were there.
How old's Sid?
Sid's 3 and Walter's about 18 months, I think.
Yes, no, that's not. They get scared of loud noises.
I know they get scared, but they've got to get used to it.
I don't think they do.
Oh, it's so annoying going. Remember when we were driving home in the taxi from the last time we went to the footy?
You were so angry about them losing and you took it totally off on the taxi driver.
Yeah, but the taxi driver was going the wrong way, honestly.
You could just say, sorry, that's the wrong way, I'll help.
Yeah, I eventually did help him, but I was saying to the taxi driver.
Sometimes he thinks he's helping and he's not helping, Raf.
Well, I mean, the taxi driver.
That is pretty true.
You've got to be able to use Google Maps if you're a taxi driver. Seriously. So.
About you saying that, like, you don't, that I don't know that because
pain.
I don't go for you. Well, you're lucky I didn't swear at the grand final. You think I would have sweared at the grand final?
Oh, you're too busy crying to swear.
I wouldn't swear.
No, you wouldn't swear, Raf.
You swear at the grand final. You swear at every normal day.
Yeah, I do swear
but
a lot.
But here's the thing, Raf. He doesn't have the option of, well, he does, but he doesn't use the option of crying. It would be preferable if he did.
Absolutely. I should start crying like
Raf
does.
Yeah, you should start crying.
Crying's better than being angry.
Right. Well, I mean, you know what I
think? That's why women are better than men.
I mean, it's just embarrassing that, like, heaps of, I mean, not for me, but for you, because, like, there are, like, 50 Carlton supporters around us, and they're
We've hung up there. Good. I'm glad. I'm sick of him. Is this happening all over Australia, though, Katie? Are children telling their parents to calm down? Claire, how old are you?
9.
Yeah, and who do you tell to calm down?
My auntie Jess.
And what's she doing that you have to tell her to calm down, Claire?
She's yelling at people in traffic and telling them to go and saying the F word.
Oh, Claire. Dear, is she calling them F words or she's just generally saying the F word?
Calling them
F words.
Dear, and what do you say to her? Auntie Jess? No.
I say that, Jess, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah. Oh, for goodness sake, but you're in her car, aren't you, Claire?
Yes.
And she's giving you a lift somewhere.
Yes.
I just really think you should just accept the way she is.
I mean, she's not an Uber driver, Claire. Mm. You can't give her a bad rating.
Now, Josh, you aren't a child, but you still order your father around. Is that right?
Yeah, we have to calm him down every weekend when he watches the football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so he gets a head of steam as well, does he?
Yeah. He made a bit of a nuisance out of himself yesterday. It was quite embarrassing.
What did he do?
just had a bit of a tantrum out the back when we were out for lunch watching the footy.
Oh, did he?
So he was yelling. Was he yelling at the? Was he at the game or was he yelling at the TV?
He was yelling at the TV.
Yeah. And then does he get sulky?
Yeah, we thought he was going to cry at one stage, yeah, to be honest.
Yuzi and Kate catch up.
I wanted to bring to your attention something that I think might be going on in the restaurant trade in this great country.
You came across the road from across the road.
Yeah, so I smelled
today, all excited.
Well, I wasn't all excited. That's,
oh yeah, you were excited. You came bustling into our office.
Bustling in.
Oh yeah, you were bustling.
No, well, I'd enjoyed a tasty spud from the spud place.
What did you have in it? Coleslaw.
I got an avocado and tuna spud. It was really good.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
avocado.
I
don't think avocado goes with potato.
You know what? It did. It was beautiful.
Did it? So coleslaw. You need crunch.
It's
with
not
potato
the point of the story.
And butter.
The spud was really good.
Yes,
but
stunning.
I noticed that the spud joint, what's it called?
Spud bar.
The spud bar, spud bar was full of young women waiting for spuds. And I thought, gee, I didn't realise so many young women love spuds.
A bit of carb on a Monday.
And then I looked behind the counter and I saw, I'm going to
say, a Craig David song.
I'm going to say a very handsome man was behind the counter.
Yes. Hello.
And I believe the women were lining up to get spuds off the handsome man.
So do you think they've baited...
Yes, the spud hook.
...with spud spunk.
Yeah, spud spunk.
...to get in hotsy-totsy girls.
Yes, from all over. They were just
keen
flocking.
Keen as mustard.
They were flocking. Mm. Absolutely. And we've got the spud...
Spud spunk.
We've got a hot spud.
Woo!
Now... Oh, hang on.
Sorry, we just got to appreciate Philippe's talents.
Now, Philippe, we've called you. You haven't called us. Are you embarrassed by the conversation you just heard?
Not at all.
You're not embarrassed?
It's just a marketing strategy.
Yeah, right.
So is it? Are you Philippe or Philippe?
I'm Philippe.
Philippe.
Now, did you come from a modelling agency or where did you come from?
I come from a modelling country. Brazil.
Oh, right, yeah.
So everyone in Brazil's hot. Right.
So much hotness.
God almighty. All right.
Sizzle.
But
why would you leave Carnival, the country of Carnival, to come to Australia, which is, you know, I mean, we've got our own sort of, but...
Mm. Oh, well, you stand out here.
I have Carnival every single year, so...
So you go...
All right,
yeah.
Just keep Carnival for a couple of years.
So is there millions of you in Brazil?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So you don't stand out in Brazil. So they don't line up for spuds off Felipe in Brazil. But in Australia, they line up for spuds. Do you notice the same women coming back day after day to get spuds off you?
I'm part of it. They come back because of my potato cutting skills.
No,
really?
Well, there's no doubt that you can cut potatoes.
Oh, yeah. We want to see you handling those hot little chats.
Tall.
Hot potato,
Katie's tall.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Perfect complexion.
Felipe.
He's got very dark hair. How
of
old
course.
Are you? How old are you, Felipe?
I'm 29.
29. Yeah. Now, are you taken? Because all the women who are flocking for your spuds, I'm sure they would like a phone number along with the spud. Are you taken? Are you on the market?
I am actually not on the market.
You're taken.
Yep, I'm taken by a German girl.
By a German girl. The Germans must they take everything, Felipe?